Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Appalachian Parkersburg boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas as we preview the 2024-25 season here. And Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Just kind of want to start surface level, if you will. I guess how would you describe kind of the overall state of the program, knowing that you've had some good seasons here the last few years, but certainly hoping to take the next step here pretty soon and hopefully get back to the state tournament.
Yeah, it's been we had our meeting yesterday, and it's been a great 10-year stretch for us. We're 239 in the last 10 years, so averaging 20 wins, and we've won at least 15 games in all 10 years there. And we were hit heavy with graduation, and so we just talked a lot about there's practice should be extremely competitive with guys trying to establish themselves. For us, truly back with varsity experience, it's just Benny Waller and Caleb Campbell, but we got a lot of good pieces. And so we're excited about this group, knowing it's going to be different. But I think if you look at our conference, with the exception of Grundy Center and Union, everybody lost some major pieces. So it'll be interesting to see what the conference our schedule looks like. But and kind of rebuilding your team, I think is always, I know it's something our coaching staff's looking forward to that and see kind of who steps up and what our rotations end up looking like, because right now we have no idea.
You bet. So when it comes to kind of the preseason lead up here, I know off-season work is a big thing for your guys all the time. What does that kind of look like for this program, whether it be like for your guys, getting around shooting, or for you as coaching staff, kind of getting some things ready for the year?
Our guys do a good job getting in the gym on their own and getting up shots. Even during football, you'd see guys up here a little bit. And then once football got done on Sunday nights, Tanner Hikins was gracious enough, a guy who used to coach but loves hoops. He kind of put our guys through some skill work on the last couple of Sundays. And then this last week and a half, guys had just been in with open gym playing on their own and shooting. And we put in the weight room the last 2 weeks. Once football got done, we really wanted to hit that hard, get some of that soreness out, but lift to try to, build on getting stronger, which we have a month before our first game. So we'll hit the weight room hard for that month. And then after that, then we'll still lift. It may not be quite as intense, but we need to continue to get stronger. So coaching staff wise, just constant conversation on, what it is we might be doing offensively, defensively as we go into the year. And then when we get to Monday, we'll be able to kind of hit the ground running, which that'll be a lot of fundamentals, and just being competitive will be the focus here the first couple of days before we really start putting in things offensively.
Yeah, so and when it comes to the personnel, you had mentioned Benny Waller and Caleb Campbell being the only two returners with a starting experience anyway. Can you kind of tell me about those guys and how they're gonna probably, take on a little bit of an expanded role here this year?
Yeah, Benny for us was our second leading scorer behind Gavin, but with Gavin being hurt, he did play, I don't know, is eight, 10 games, whatever Gavin missed, where, he got the other team's best defender on him. So he did get some experience with that. And Caleb, started and was just need him to take that next step to become, number one, number two guy, right there with Benny, and to be a leader for us. And he did a great job of leading throughout football. And so you get those two guys back with experience. Then you look at guys who saw some varsity playing time, but it kind of rotated. We had, Sully Jansen, Preston Jansen, Trevin Thomas. Those three guys probably played the most last year. Evan Palmer just battled some health things last year. We thought he was a guy who might be in the mix. Now I think he's healthy. And then Mason Ritter will be a huge returning guy. He missed all last season with a torn ACL. And so to have him a post presence, we look forward to getting him back in there. And then just to see, guys like Jackson Mulder, Gavin Bernard, Cottrell, those guys will be also battling to try to figure out where do they fit in that rotation? Where does that work? So excited for the group we got. Like I said, I think practice will be extremely competitive to see who, has got better and who can step up to some bigger roles.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Appalachian Parkersburg boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. Back on the Coach's Corner with AP boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas as we're talking about the 2024-25 season. Practices will officially start up next week. And once that happens, what do you think are going to be some of the initial objectives for you guys once you get rolling?
Just figuring out exactly who we're going to be. Defensively, we may have some adjustments from what we've done in the recent last couple years, but things that we did back in the past that we may look at. And I think it's just understanding our offensive concepts and getting guys to play to their strengths and figuring out, am I more of a catch and shoot guy? Should I be attacking off the dribble? from an offensive standpoint. And then just our movement, we need to figure out point guard play. As we lost everybody who kind of played point guard for us between Nick, Gavin, Cale Schoeneman, and those guys are obviously gone, and we're guys who were 3 or 4 year guys for us. So just figuring out everybody's role, I think, is what's going to be the fun part of the next 2 weeks till we get into games.
Yeah, and when it comes to that early part of the schedule, you got a jamboree and a scrimmage before you roll right into that first week of games with 3 games right off the bat. So I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the early part of the schedule here.
Yeah, you playing 3 games in that first week. The kids love it. As coaches, you're nervous as heck, but it is good just to get that in there and seeing. We get to open at home with Sumner Fredericksburg, and then 2 road games, which will be later nights going to O-line in Webster City. And not certain, O-line's got a couple kids back that were pretty skilled last year, so we know that. And then Webster City just being a different, team than we usually see, playing them last year and winning that one, but not 100% certain. And honestly, up till we get to those games, it's truly going to be about us being becoming the best we can be, and not as much worried about them. But we got to be really solid in what we're going to do. And then obviously, as we get into that game week, we'll figure out if they got guys who really shot it well last year, scores, making sure we know that as we go into that game. But the first 2 weeks is really focused on us, and the Hall of Pride scrimmage is a great opportunity for us to play a full game, real game, where it doesn't count. So I think that always helps us a lot, and it gives the guys something to look forward to.
All right, we'll certainly talk more down the road, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up today?
No, just looking forward to get starting, and appreciate all your coverage as always, JMO.
All right, that's AP Boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas here on the Coach's Corner. Appreciate the time today.
Hey, thank you.